Welcome back to RSN Central. It's 3 minutes to 11. Now, the Herald Sun's Johnny Ralph joins us. Thanks to Eco Garage Doors, 100% Victorian-owned manufacturers of residential, commercial and industrial garage doors. Head to ecogaragedoors.com.au to find out more. Johnny Ralph, good morning to you.
Hello, sir. It feels like a footy season again. We're talking about Darcy Cameron making his debut for the Pies, about potentially Marlon Pickett playing. Not in the ruck, though. I think he's a little bit too precious for us, but it feels like the familiar rhythms of a footy season again.
And I thoroughly enjoyed this week with the Hall of Fame. We had John Kennedy Sr. announced as a legend into the Australian Football Hall of Fame, and Lenny Hayes, Jonathan Brown, Simon Black, and Dean Cox also announced as Hall of Famers in the Australian Football Hall of Fame. But it was great to see last night Dennis Cometti, one of my favourite commentators, and he has been an icon of the game. There's no doubt about that. And we miss him in the commentary box. I know that he still does a little bit for Triple M over there in WA, but he deserved that accolade there last night, John.
Oh, he certainly did. He's been wonderful. And look, I've been so lucky to be there when he was inducted into the MCG Hall of Fame, the AFMA Hall of Fame. I know people love the witty lines here. He comes in mystiopically and comes out optimistically, vice versa. I love the big game moments. I thought Jay Clark did it really well today in the Herald Sun when he talked about Tom Boyd and that magnificent 2016 goal. A stadium holds its breath. You love some of the witty lines. Have you got a best one for us?
Mm. Ben Cameron from the West put this on Twitter there last night, and I still remember this line from Dennis. And when Ben Cousins was in a little bit of trouble, but he was playing against Fremantle, and he says, Cousins runs away from Carr. Josh Carr played for the Dock, and he goes, he's been doing a bit of that of late. And it was just Dennis. It was Dennis at his best.
Yeah, and look, you know, I think he's been such a consistent presence, and you're right, we probably miss him. I love Bruce McAvaney. I think Dennis is still number one. I love finals Bruce, when Bruce is able to judge the rhythm of a game, you know, the momentum switches. I still think the rhetorical questions that he comes up with, there's probably a few too many of those. You spent some time over in the West. You start over in the West. I spoke to Dean Cox, and you did as well in your program for the Hall of Fame. He talked about whether the premiership is tainted, 2006. I prefer the expression tarnished or sullied. I know that they're really fiercely resistant to those. Not only the people of WA, of course, but the players who played in that contest as well.
Yeah, he's been adamant all the way through that the premiership definitely wasn't tainted in his eyes, and his teammates strongly believe that as well. They know that the culture was wrong there, and it got out of hand and out of control, and we've seen the effects on what's happened after that, especially, and Ben Cousins sums all of that up. But I do feel sorry sometimes for those footballers at the West Coast Eagles, because they did really work hard for that premiership. And people always have in the back of their mind, and when Dean Cox gets announced in a Hall of Fame like he did there yesterday, that question's always posed. And they had a wonderful football side during that period. And I think, Ralphie, if they didn't have that culture and they were able to control that culture, they would have had more success. I think when they look back during that year, those years when they had Kerr, Judd, Cousins and Cox especially, that they should have had more success with
that
football team.
Yeah, here's the question that we'll never be able to answer. Would Chris Judd have stayed around longer if that culture wasn't so prevalent? As Ben Cox said, you know, even following on from 2006, that they play against Adelaide in a contest where Cousins does his hamstring, Juddy had the OP issues, I think Kerr had a finger tendon injury, and they lose in overtime in an amazing clash against Collingwood there, where, of course, Dane Swan kicked the winning goal. So, you know, even if they didn't have those cultural issues, they still might have, you know, progressed deeper without the injuries there. But maybe, just maybe, they would have got a couple more years out of Chris Judd, and you never know what would have happened there. As it happened, they spent basically from 2008 to 10 with external consultants trying to change their culture. It needed to be done. But West Coast wasn't Robinson Crusoe in terms of having drug issues, you know, through that period, were they?
No, and obviously it's been well publicised, the issues that the West Coast Eagles have. But as I said before, I think they would have had more success if they didn't have those problems off the field. And people always try and compare, say, Brisbane's midfield against West Coast midfield. So Black, Voss, Akimanis, and Power, and I've forgotten one there, Lappin.
Nigel Lappin as Keating, well,
yeah. Taking on Kerr, Judd, Cousins, and Cox. Now, they probably had as much or a little bit more abilities than say, the Brisbane side, but the Brisbane side made four straight grand finals and won three premierships. So, for mine, there's no argument. The Lions were clearly the better midfield than, say, the Eagles, because they had the record on the board. They had those three premierships in their cabinet.
Yeah, they didn't have Dean Cox. They didn't have the most dominant ruckman of the modern era. Mm. You know, you probably throw him up with Simon Madden as the best ruckman in the last 50 years. Hey, he's just put the glasses down. He's the best ruckman. So of that modern era, give us your best key defender, your best forward of any size, and your best midfielder. Let's call it from the last 30 years on.
I think Matty Scarlett's the best defender in that particular era. I thought he was the glue there for Geelong. He could rebound, and he could be attacking and set up scoring opportunities for the Cats, but he could also stop some of the greats of the game. And still, I think back then, there was still that element where you would go to the best forward and there would be that one-on-one contest, where I think in today's game, we sort of lose that a little bit. You don't have the big centre-half forward like the Jakovic and Carey battles. So I think Scarlett there for mine. The best forward has to be... Is Wayne Carey in this era, or are we going a little later?
Yeah, we can put him in. He dominated the 90, so that's the last 30 years.
And Cyril Rioli is the best small forward I think I've seen.
And he's
four premierships. He would have. He could own, like, sometimes you get eight touches, but he could still be best on ground. He was one of those unique footballers that could have an impact on a football match with limited touches, but because of his presence around the contest, he could turn a match, and he could have such an impact on a football match because of his presence. And people criticise a player like a Nick Natanui, and I think he has that similar presence than Cyril, that just because he's around the football, he causes other players to make mistakes. And you don't have to look at the stat sheet to see if they've had a good game or not. And the best midfielder, I think Dustin Martin. I think Martin is playing, of course, today, but I think he will be a legend of the game. He can turn a football match within a quarter. He's got that turn of foot. No one can tackle him, and he's got that ability where Hardwick can say, "Okay, you can get me 35 to 40 touches and break lines, and with your damaging left foot, take away a match quickly from your opposition." But he can also go to full forward and kick five for me in a quarter. I think he's one of the most unique talents that I've seen for quite some time, Dustin Martin.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what happens for the next 5 years, given he's achieved so much. Look, I agree with you there. I'm more of a Rance man, probably take off the Richmond duffel coat, and Scarlett's achieved as much. But think of what happens maybe the next 3 years. So Dustin Martin's got the peak of his powers still left. You know, does he go past Gary Ablett, the junior, who potentially could have won four Brownlow medals if he had an ounce of luck? And what about a bloke called Jeremy McGovern, who's got, you know, that indelible role in a grand final victory in that passage of play? He's got four consecutive All-Australians. Now, we know that Scarlett had four. We know that Rance had five in a row. I mean, you know, Jeremy McGovern, we keep hearing he's in the best shape of his career. I mean, he's a guy as well on massive money like Dustin Martin. He's probably the third best paid player in the competition. You know, we could be talking about legend status for him as the greatest intercept marker that the game has known by the end of his career.
The question I ask you, Ralphie, and we are running out of time, if Wayne Carey was playing today and you had Scarlett, McGovern or Rance, who do you want to be playing on him?
Oh, well, Jakovic did well body on body. I think McGovern loves to fly at the ball, maybe not as that pure player. I still think Rance, because I think Rance can do it all. Intercept mark, play a one-on-one, jump off him. I'm going Rance.
Did you watch that preliminary final when he got... when the big American just took him to the cleaners?
Yeah, I did. I'm doing something on Aaron Norton, and when he dominated with nine contested marks, I just looked through the quote where... what did Gemma Hardwick said? He said, "We could have had Jesus Christ playing on him and he still would have got beaten." I reckon that game was one out of the box as well. I reckon even JC might have battled on Mason Cox.
Good on you, Ralphie. Enjoy your weekend. And this time next week, we'll be talking about football.
Hallelujah, brother.
With the match about to start, of course, the season to recommence. Good on you, Ralphie.